Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger, the Thanksgiving edition of the show. If you want to interact with us, Facebook, TJSlideways.com. Like us on there. You can leave a comment there on our Twitter account, at TJ Slideways. Also, the email account, fired up, TJ at TJSlideways.com. Pretty interesting show tonight, as we have several different people. Now we turn the levels where they're supposed to be. Tony Hunt from the USAC Western Sprint Car Series. He's going to be on to talk about the spec engine approved this past week for competition in the United States Auto Club. That he's been using that engine for the past year. Ran third with it at the Little 500. So he has plenty of experience with it. He's leading the points with the Western Series. We're going to find out what that is all about. Then we're going to have Lonnie Wheatley from the American Sprint Car Series and the Chili Bowl Nationals to talk about the ASDS weekend finale in Las Vegas. And we might touch on Chili Bowl just a little bit. But first off, we're going to see what's in the news this
day. The latest dirt.
A lot of news. We're going to stay off the results, kind of see what's happened in the past couple of days. And one thing we just wrote on the Great Lakes Edition blog this afternoon was a conversation I had with Denny Donaldson last night here at the Slideways Studios. Denny's going to come on to talk about this a little bit later in the year, but Butler Motor Speedway is going to have a few bigger shows next year, a few real big shows, an All-Star Circuit Champion show. They're working on an April midget event, also a big modified race and late model race still in the works over there. But the All-Stars coming back to Michigan to Butler. Looks like it's going to be an August date. Contract is not signed yet, but everything's agreed in principle for that event. So the All-Star Circuit of Champions returning to the state of Michigan at the Butler Motor Speedway. The midget deal is a little fuzzy on details right now. It's not going to be a USAC event by the initial conversation I had, but I wouldn't rule anything out yet. Sounds like Badger might be involved with it. That conversation's still ongoing, but they want that finalized by the time Chili Bowl rolls around. So next month or so, we should see some news moving on that. So some bigger things coming to Butler Motor Speedway in 2011. Also, it was officially released today, but announced at the banquet last week, that the World of Outlaws are going to return to the track that Action built for the 60th anniversary season at the Fremont Speedway. This is a big deal. To show you how long it's been, Frankie Kerr won the last World of Outlaws show at Fremont, second in a row, and I think I was still in high school. So it's been a long time since the World of Outlaws have visited Fremont Speedway. The NST was back there several years ago, but not quite like the big show coming to town, and it'll be interesting. October 15th, that's about as late as Fremont's gone in quite a while with their season, and should cap off a great 60th anniversary season for the track that Action built. Also, World of Outlaws schedule's starting to piece together a little bit, and it's kind of interesting. National Speedsport News reporting that the World of Outlaws are going to return to the Paris Auto Speedway and also a couple of other tracks to make a longer West Coast swing early on in the season, kind of like what we've seen in years past. And if you throw in that, Fremont, Bloomington being added to the schedule, I wonder how different the schedule's going to look for 2011. Wigan going back to a midweek date. Some rumors of a Canadian, that being part of a Canadian swing right now. It's going to be really, you know, different, see how this is going to play out. We might see some tracks, shuffle some dates. You know, I would say right now, the Kings Royal Day, you know, Williamsburg National Open, the Gold Cup out west, those are pretty solid dates. But everything between them seems to be moving around quite a bit, and we're seeing some moves and maybe some traditional venues and stuff, and going back to some traditional venues like Bloomington. This is good for the sport, hopefully getting back to its roots. I hope some of these places can sustain these events. World of Outlaw Races is a six-figure investment for a promoter, and is a huge risk. So hopefully it works out for all involved. Also, the Knoxville Raceway announced their 2011 schedule on their website. Now, the schedule is labeled 2010, but if you add up the dates, look at a calendar, those are 2011 race dates. And they normally get their schedule together right after their banquet and post a tentative schedule. It's nothing unique for them. Their World of Outlaw dates are posted on there, and also the dates for the Knoxville Nationals, the USAC Nationals, the 360 Nationals, and all that fun stuff. Now posted on KnoxvilleRaceway.com, and we're still trying to decide how we're going to handle schedules this year on TJSlideways.com. We've done it a couple different ways in the past, and we have a couple different ways of possibly doing it. We're looking at how we want to lay that out for next year, and then also you know, what you guys want. So any feedback, TJ@TJSlideways.com, how you want to see the schedules presented to you. We are going to do the weekly event list still. I'm going to be putting that together while eating turkey on Thursday, because there's still all races in Australia and stuff going on. Got to keep on moving, even though it's the holiday week. Also, the Empire Super Sprints announced out of their banquet and out of the Parts Peddler show that double file restarts are coming to the series in 2011. So, parts manufacturers get happy. It's one thing where the World of Outlaws do this, you know, professional drivers every week, but now the weekly warriors are starting to do it, and I think it'll be okay at some places. There are other places where this could be interesting, to say the least. So ESS going to double file restarts. Also, their new logo released on their Facebook page today. So ESS getting a new logo with the something they do about every year now, Lucas Oil involved. So that is all of
the latest dirt.
And like I said, Tony Hunt's going to join us on the show. Turkey Night Grand Prix coming up this week. The USAC Western Sprint Car Series, a part of that. He will be on to talk to us. Also, Lonnie Wheatley, their final weekend for the American Sprint Car Series out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway this week. Final two ASCS races of the season. And we'll see what Lonnie has to say. He has traveled far and wide, regional and national events all year, and we'll have his take on the 2011 season. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the guest and a little holiday weekend fare. You're listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. You know, babe, I'm bound to be
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
T.J. Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Welcome back. Our first guest is on the Rocket Headers Hotline. He's leading the USAC Western Sprint Car Point standings, finished third in the Little 500 with a spec motor. And we want to talk about that a little bit with Tony Hunt. Tony, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me. I'm not sure if I've ever been on the show, but it's heard a lot about it, so I'm proud to be on tonight.
Well, cool. Yeah, we're glad to have you on. Now, how did you get involved with developing the spec motor that's now been phased into the USAC rulebook for 2011?
It's been actually on the burner for several years, but back when the economy was flowing and, you know, there wasn't a problem with buying $40,000 motors, at least for the majority of competitors. But it really came to a reality that, hey, we need to do something to try to help encourage other competitors in the sport, probably at the end of 2008. And during that year, I was actually connected with Toyota and their program. And we just, for one reason or another, threw everything at that program that we thought we could succeed with. And, there's a lot of variables that I won't go into in regards to it not being as successful as we wanted to. But we had given all that stuff back and with Toyota, and we were in a kind of a transition point where, hey, either we go spend $40,000 on a motor or we take a chance at 16. So I guess our mindset really was, you know, if it would have been, say, $32,000 motor or so, we probably wouldn't have even thought about it just because you get what you pay for. So we thought, heck, 16, why don't we just give it a shot and go from there? Well, I ran it all in 08, and we qualified real well at the Little 500 and won one race with it last year, and kind of we're still in the developmental process with it. And we had some heating issues. We're pretty much just our issues that we just didn't have the ducts left. Anyway, this year's been we haven't had any failures or any hiccups or anything like that. We won five races with it and currently lead the points, so we're real happy with it.
Now, you did run this at the Little 500. Were you tentative at all to take that motor to Anderson, or were you pretty confident in its ability to perform against the 410s there over 500 laps?
Yeah, not really. Yeah, because I've run there so much. I think I've run there, almost 8 or 10 times now. And I've run with every variable. I've run there with a 410 and a 360. And all the races that I've ever done real well at, which I finished second, third, and fourth at on a couple different occasions. But we ran the best with the 360. So we knew that taking this back there with all the positives and all the value and what it brings to the table in regards to less fuel and things like that, were just all really key points that were going to be of value to us, especially for a race like that.
And you mentioned you're leading the points with it, and you've done your race with the pavement on it. How viable do you think it'd be as a dirt motor?
You know, it's just a matter of tuning. I mean, you know, in reality, I've been reading the message boards and stuff, and there's been a lot of really good positive feedback on it, and we all know that Donnie Schatz is trying to do the same thing with Ron Chaver's program, and it's a little bit different configuration. It's a different cubic inch and all that, but it's more or less the same platform, and this platform being the OEM stuff is so proven now with the technology that they have that, you know, the aftermarket stuff is certainly good. You get what you pay for, no doubt about it, but, you know, here we are in an economic crunch, and we're trying to not only encourage and enthuse, a newer fan base, more of a fan base, but also a competitive base too. And, you know, prime example, we race in Salt Lake City a few times every year, and that's a pretty long hike for us in California. But we had a guy brand new to the sport pitted right next to us that had bought some existing stuff from, a current competitor. It was all conventional stuff. That guy, every time he went out on the track, the car never ran. And that's what's the beauty of this thing is you put it in and you plug it in and it runs like a top and you don't have any issues with it and you don't have to worry about a fuel system. You don't have to worry about jets. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. And to me, you know, the reality of it is that time's of essence to all of us and important to all of us. And if I don't have to pickle this thing or run the fuel lines, I'm not even have a valve covered off on this thing. And if I don't have to do things like that, not only is it going to give me more opportunity to prioritize on my setup, but, you know, I'm a working guy myself, and it's going to give me more time to concentrate on business as well. And those are really, really important key points, especially in the economy right now and the direction of the industry.
Do you think the electronics with the motor and where it's involved with it, do you think that's misunderstood and is maybe some of the bias against it?
Gosh, I don't know why. I don't know why it would be misunderstood unless you live under a rock, you know. the electronics are simple. You don't mess with them. The box is a box. We're going to rotate boxes the more cars that come into our program. So people think that these things can all of a sudden wave a magic wand over them, or somebody can, they think that their buddy down the street who can lock into this thing can create some sort of magic with it. But in reality, you know what, the people that are going to finish up front are the people that are going to finish up front. And, you know, we've certainly had our share of resistance. And, you know, I it boggles me. But, you know, this EFI system is actually cheaper than any sort of barrel valve or high speed or any type of that system. And, you know, I don't know why it would be confusing or anything like that to anybody. It's a simple, you know, state of the art. It's all state of the art. It's technology. That's where it's at, and it's a proven entity.
And of course, we're talking to Tony Hunt about the spec motor approved for use at competition for 2011, and also the upcoming Turkey Neck Grand Prix, which I wanted to touch on next. Your biggest race of the year comes up this Thursday. What would it mean to you to take home Turkey Night with the Sprint Car Division?
You know, I've done it a couple times, and it certainly would, certainly three would be awesome, and certainly cap off a great season that we've had already. So it's always a big race, big family tradition to us to spend Thanksgiving at Turkey Night, and I don't know anything really different. So it's it'd be great. I mean, we love it down here in Southern California. The weather's nice, and we look forward to going racing here. So this will actually be its third visit here. Ran in 08 as somewhat of an experiment with another competitor, and then we ran it here as well last year. And, you know, I do want to mention that, you know, it's probably maybe a little bit sacrificed. I mean, as the listeners all well know, I mean, some of these 360s now are putting out close to 800 horsepower. So this thing's got 650 horsepower, but it's manageable horsepower. And, you know, everybody back in the day gets so hooked on to these dyno numbers and horsepower and all that stuff. And, you know, those don't mean a thing when it comes down to putting that power to the ground. So, you know, if you can use 650 of it more efficiently and more driver friendly, then and your setup's right, then we feel and we've proven that it's a more effective program.
And, of course, Tony Hunt talking about that spec motor he'll be taking to Irwindale. This should be the largest field of the year that the Western Sprint Car Series has seen. Sometimes the car count has struggled. Obviously, this the spec motor is part of the solution. But what do you think has to be done to maybe kind of energize that Western Series a little bit to maybe get the car count up?
It's no unknown. I mean, these tires are just too expensive, you know. They're just too expensive to be racing for what we race on a Saturday night. And it seems to be one of them topics that's always brought up. It's never really, I could never get a straight answer, but I'm not sure why these tires need to be so expensive. And so that's first and foremost. But if you can spend a third of the money on a motor, on its maintenance, on its, routine maintenance, everything like that, then, gosh, I mean, like I said, if you were going to spend, if this motor came to us and said, the guy said, oh, it's, you know, 32, something like that, and you can spend 38 on a good motor, well, we probably wouldn't have even done it because there's not that much difference. But you're talking about a third of the cost, and here's a motor now. It's all aluminum. It has a generator, has a battery. It's not any, a whole lot heavier than an existing program. Certainly down on a little bit of horsepower, but, you know, we've proven that doesn't certainly mean a lot. Certainly, I took it back and ran with the national guys, obviously, against the 410 cubic inch motors, and I took it back there, and and ran at IRP and or ORP and Toledo, and it certainly was challenged a little bit there, to say the least. But we weren't that far off, and we felt that it was a good program. But you know, do you really need over 800 horsepower? I mean, it's not going to affect the show. You know what I mean? So And one thing is that I want to make real clear is this is an option. You don't have to buy this motor. You don't have to, you know, this isn't something that USAC is going to phase into, phase into something that's going to be a mandatory thing. It's an option, which is great. And that's what's cool about our series is that you can run a 410, you can run a 360, you can run this 377 in our series. Certainly the 410s are restricted, but it just opens up the available inventory of resources that people have, because there's a lot of cars out there, and there's a lot of the cars are, you know, not being utilized. So our car count has been jeopardized, and we hope that this is an opportunity for a guy to say, hey, I can go buy a $16,000 motor, and it's winning races.
And one thing I want to add, how many races do they want you to be able to get out of this thing realistically? For maintenance and stuff.
Well, we ran the little 500 and obviously practice and all this season, but we could probably do two of those years, even with the little 500. We sent it back, you know, last year just because that's routine. I mean, you just send your motor in, you know, certainly not on a 410 schedule, but on a, you know, program like this where we can run 18, 20 races out of it, and including like the little 500 last year, which is another probably 10 races or so. We sent it back, and the guy said, God, you really didn't need to send this back. So, they're saying a minimum of 30 races, and I'd vouch for that easily.
Well, it sounds like an awesome program and something really neat that we're looking forward to. And who knows, maybe next year you can put that thing in Victory Lane in Anderson.
I know, man. It's we've been so close there, and my guys are that race is. We think about it 364 days a year, so we really hope so. We've had some great runs, and we hope to make next year that year.
And of course, we wish you luck on Turkey Night, Tony. Thanks for taking time out to give us some insight on the motor. Wish you best of luck on Thursday, and hopefully the TJ Carver rides with you to Victory Lane.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on. It's always good to spread the word, especially trying to spread an economical word. And we really appreciate it. You guys keep up the good work.
All right, thank you very much. Tony Hunt from the USAC Western Supercar Series, your point leader going into Turkey Night. We're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We'll try to get Lonnie Wheatley on the line, talk about the American Supercar Series season finale. You're listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Great to hear from Tony Hunt there at the Turkey Night Grand Prix coming up, and see if that Specmore can pull off the victory against the restricted 410s and the 360s there at Irwindale. Also, the midgets in USAC, Ford Focus midgets in action over there at Irwindale on Thursday. So a big night of racing over there. The ASCS over at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We're going to try to get Wally Wheatley online, but he's traveling through the middle of the desert at the moment. So we don't have a good enough connection to get him on. We'll just put him off for a week or two, and bring you back for an ASCS review and a little bit of Chili Bowl hype. So that's going to round down this abbreviated Thanksgiving edition of the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular. On behalf of everyone that works on the website and on the webcast and my family, I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. If you're going out to Las Vegas or over to Irwindale, please be careful and race safely and hard, and hopefully put on a good show for everyone and for everybody at home. Enjoy the turkey, and I hope you have someone as wonderful to spend the holiday with as I'm going to, as I'm going to two families on Thursday for two different dinners, and then going to work Black Friday, because everyone else is out shopping. I can get a lot done before spending some more family time on Saturday and Sunday. I want to thank everyone for listening in to this abbreviated edition. We're going to return next week again, and we're still going to do shows throughout the holidays and stuff, and plenty of stuff coming up. IMIS coming up, the Bennett Open House. Brett Mann's going to come back and co-host a show with us the week after IMIS with all the hot IMIS rumors, and also going to have Danny Donaldson on the next few weeks to talk about that Butler news that we talked about earlier. And also going to have some other promoters on. We're going to start getting into the promotion. Going to start hitting 2011 real hard next week. So on behalf of RacesOnTheWeb.com and everyone else, thanks for listening. If you're listening on the podcast, keep on downloading and have a great Thanksgiving. Good night.
You've been listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back next week for your open wheel racing fix.